Here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Live local talk and a phone number, text line 343-0106. Got a lot of text to get to and probably have a lot more after I get another chance to talk to one of my friends who he's still got his 251 area code, but he lives out in Colorado. Bryant Knight, you know him, of course, from Fight or Die and the rowing team. He joins us now to talk about, we'll talk about that too, but also this Own Any Brute Challenge. Is this a benefit for Fight or Die? What is this process, Bryant?
Hey.
Hey, Ben.
So Own Any Route Challenge is a virtual challenge that Fight or Die is putting on. Started August 1st, goes through August 9th. And, you know, with all the things that's going on in our communities around the country, you know, with the COVID and just with the economy and everything, we thought it was a good idea to promote, you know, folks just getting out and exercising and start moving their bodies.
But y'all do it. Y'all take it. Y'all, okay. Exercise. And then what I want you doing, I mean, y'all going to take things to extreme. You always do. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, for Fight or Die, I mean, we're ocean rowers, so
right.
We train to row an ocean, and the team for this year, I mean, they're getting at it pretty hard, and I've got the following team, they're training pretty hard, and then even our team, our old team, Bo and I are actually going to do the Pacific Ocean in 22, so we're training pretty hard for that.
Holy cow. Okay, I want to get now, I didn't know anything about that, so I'm going to have to dig into that. But and if people want to take part in this now through the 9th, this is something you can do even – it's not – I mean, somebody here in Mobile can do it. Somebody in Schenectady can do it. Somebody anywhere, right?
We've got people from all over the country that have signed up for the Own Any Route Challenge. And to sign up, just go to our website, the Fight or Die website, usvetrow.org. And on the front page right there is registration. So if you feel motivated and you want to go out there, get out there and do it, go to our website and sign up.
And do I have to do all the reps you did there? Or can I, if I don't happen to be a veteran and you know, somebody who is a high achiever in the physical realm, can I still find something I can do?
Oh, yeah. So this is Own Any Route Challenge, right? And so the intent and the spirit of the challenge is we've got people that get up and they just walk. We've got people that get on their motorcycle. One of our ocean rowers is putting a 100 miles a day on his motorcycle just to get out and to get going. So there, you know, it's anything, walk, run, exercise. For me, you know, I'm rowing about, you know, 10,000 meters to, you know, 15,000 meters per day.
Pretty awesome.
So, and then, you know, we also work out, and so people are weightlifting. People are, you know, the what you want to do for the Own Any Route Challenge is whatever you want to do. As long as it's, you know, health, we're promoting, you know, a good healthy lifestyle and promoting people to get out there and get going. So that's what that's the spirit of what we're doing.
And I love, too, let's talk about why we volunteer to do, other than, like, right, the health issue and get out and help ourselves. Let's talk about helping raise funds for veterans' mental health.
Yeah, well, that's what it does. So we are still partnered with Sturm Specialty in Military Psychology at the University of Denver. We're partnered with the Marcus Institute for Brain Health, and that institute works with veterans with traumatic brain injuries and TBI-related issues that go along with that. And, you know, we've also developed – this is a great thing for Fight or Die. It just talks about the growth of Fight or Die, but we have a scholarship program for people that are interested in being in the mental health industry and want to work with veterans. And so we have, we'll be able to literally issue out a scholarship this year because of it. So that's something that we're super proud of. That Fighter Die is doing. Fighter Die is also, we started a veteran mental health first aid course, and right now we're doing it virtually because people are sort of locked into their homes. But
what do we learn in that? Is that for friends and family of veterans, folks like me? Just like, we don't have to be a veteran.
Yeah.
This is okay. Explain.
Nope.
Like, what do we learn here?
So, you know, it's a program that's based around identifying stresses and those techniques that that help people get through the day. And so there's resiliency training, there's meditation, there's we even talk about yoga. I mean, there's a whole myriad of programs within that first aid program that we're doing. So so that's we're in our initial stages of it. We've I don't know the numbers right offhand, but I want to say we're over 60 veterans and family members that have gone through the program since we started it this year. And so that's really good. It keeps us busy, you know, and we're still a all volunteer nonprofit. So, it's nonstop for us. And we're very proud of that.
Yeah, look what y'all created here. And I want to get into talking about the next time the Whoopi goes across the Atlantic and your Pacific trip here in a second. But are we doing better for, since you and I have been talking about this, since Fight or Die, do you think we as a nation, whether it means the VA, whether it means just citizens, are we doing better for mental health issues for the warriors? I mean, what are we doing? Are we doing better than we were? Are we just neutral? Where do you think the progress is or not?
You know, that's a very great, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of parts where I would say the country as a whole and the nation have come together to really surround themselves to help veterans post-deployment, you know, and help identify and work through some of the issues that our veterans go through today. There's always room for improvement. It could be argued that we could do a lot more, and I believe that we can do a lot more. You know, Fight or Die is all about doing more, and that's never going to change. So, you know, for me, if you ask me personally, I'm going to say, yeah, we can do better. But if you look at our generation of warriors, and you look at the generation of warriors that, like my father, during the times of Vietnam and that era, or even further back, you know, the Korean War veterans, they're aging. There weren't a lot of the programs that were in place, you know.
Right.
You had the VA. And not to say anything bad about the VA, because I think the VA does a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of bureaucracy that goes on there. And so, you know, the private sector and the nonprofit sector have really stepped up to help veterans and their communities all over the country. And we're just we're just a small nonprofit still. And, we're just a bunch of, you know, knuckle dragging ocean rowers that are going to keep raising awareness and, you know, keep identifying programs that work and we're going to execute. And that's if somebody were to say, what's your primary mission? And, you know, I would say that would be that's our primary mission.
Well, having folks like you given a mission, I know it gets done. And that's what's amazing. And I guess for people that have not been following this discussion for some years, there's new people coming to the radio station all the time, Bryant. So let's remind them about what's coming up with Fight or Die. What the heck y'all do? Y'all get in a boat and row? Explain that to people.
Yeah. So, the Fight or Die, we are a group of ocean rowers. We're veterans that compete in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge every year. This is will be our third race, and 21 will be our third race. We had to cancel 2020 just because of the pandemic. But, you know, the team is committed. They're working hard to raise money and raise awareness. You know, we have a team for 22. They're in all U.S. Navy Academy team, and they're going to race in 22. You know, we're already working on the 2023 teams. You know, so there's that, but we get in a rowboat that's designed to cross oceans, and you know, we race this race. It's a 3,000-mile race from Lago Mare, Canary Islands, to Antigua. You know, it for my team, it took us 54 days, a little over 54 days to cross and race, to compete in the race. Last year's team, the 2019 team, they were just over 50 days. And you know, we're getting better and better.
Getting faster, Bryant. They're getting faster. These young whippersnappers.
Well, you know, that's okay. Hey, look, man. We just wanted to cross the ocean, and we did. And I think if anybody has the will and the willpower to say they want to cross an ocean, and you're already halfway there.
Well said.
But I think now we're getting to more. Where we want to be competitive, we want to win the race now, and so we're looking at future teams we're American veterans. We can do anything if we put our minds to it, and so we want to be able to win the race one day, and we'll get there. You know, but it's a step-by-step, brick-by-brick process, and you just got to do the hard work, and you know, we'll continue to train hard and continue to execute our mission, and we'll just go from there and see what happens.
Well, I tell you what happens is you got this great, exciting race we get to cheer for. You got training going on right here in back here in your home in South Alabama, and at the same time, mm-hmm. you're bringing awareness and money for our Warriors and making sure that we Americans can do everything we can to say thank you. So you're doing the right thing on all fronts.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I'll just continue to say if there are veterans out there that, you know, want to challenge themselves and, you know, want to go out on a great expedition and, you know, want to be a part of a fight or die team, you know, reach out to us. Go to our website. You know, we try to respond as quickly as possible, and you know, we'll look at the situation, and if it's the right fit, then we'll, you know, you qualify to be on a team, then you know, you can be on a fight or die team and cross the ocean, race the race.
Just amazing stuff. Well, we're going to talk again real soon and talk more about getting ready for right, it's always early December, y'all leave out, right?
December 12th is usually the race, right around there is usually the race time. So, you know, we give these teams about a year to raise money for their race and prepare themselves. We prepare them. Of course, you know, our training ground is Mobile. Mobile Bay, I think, is we do it in August. You know, we like it to be a little stressful. It's hot. Anybody that, you know, your listeners know what it feels like to live in Mobile in August.
I think it's 100 today with the heat index, Bryant. It's 100 back here. So,
well, I'm in Colorado and it's about 82
quit,
degrees.
Quit. So. You know, I get sick of that. I get sick of that with you. USVetRow.org is the website. My friend Bryant Knight. We'll talk again real soon and get people just check out the website. Do what you can do to help and donate. And let's get another team across even faster than last year. Maybe win this thing eventually, right?
I'd love to do that, and we do love the support that Mobile offers. You know, Mobile is my hometown. Got a lot of family that's still there. You know, no matter where we go, it's Mobile is always our home. So we love the fan base that is built up and all the support that we get from the city, and we just want to, you know, represent not only the city of Mobile but all veterans across the country. We just want to, you know, we just want to be that shining star for inspiration.
And you have been, and you continue to be. Bryant, we'll talk again soon. That's Bryant Knight and the website, usvetrow.org. Fight or die, the team, your chance to do a little physical, you know, exercise, getting out, doing some things now, and raise money for our Warriors as well. More details on our Facebook page. I'll be right back.